like dirty clothes.
What do you mean? I'm about to show you.
They've been sitting there for months and months and months and months and months.
Okay. You got to open that up all the way. What is that?
Huh?
What is that?
Dirty things?
No. Open, pull it out. What the f***?
What begins as a routine traffic stop takes a horrifying turn when officers detect a strange, putrid smell coming from the vehicle. The search that follows uncovers a secret so disturbing it defies belief, leaving multiple officers visibly shaken, physically ill, and utterly enraged by one of the most vile discoveries ever made.
Listen, I need you to calm down. I need you to calm down. I'm trying to, no. Well, I need you to focus. Right. Listen, calm down.
We need to verify.
We don't know
what this is.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
The following is based on official police records, and most of the footage has never been seen before until now. In Essex, Maryland, just after 11 p.m. on July 28, 2021, an officer with the Baltimore County Police Department approaches a vehicle for a traffic stop.
How you doing?
Fine, yourself?
All right, you got your license and registration on you? What, you know why I pulled you over?
Thank you.
You know what the speed limit is?
No.
Okay. Speed limit is 35.
Oh.
And you was doing well over it.
Oh, I'm sorry. I swear I only thought I was going 40.
The driver, 33-year-old Nicole Michelle Johnson, hands over a state ID. Sitting beside her in the front seat is a friend who she calls BB. The officer heads back to his cruiser to run a registration, but the information doesn't quite check out.
And playback vehicle requested not found or on file.
Temple. So you don't have a driver license?
No.
Okay. And also, this vehicle is not even registered. Those tags in there are fake tags. This car has to be towed.
Can I get my stuff out of it?
Yeah, you get everything out of it, but how long did you have this car?
Like almost 30 days.
As the officer returns to his cruiser to issue citations, Nicole and BB exit the vehicle. Nicole walks to the rear and opens the trunk, revealing several large bags tightly packed inside.
Ms. Johnson, you come over here. So you got pulled over for the same stuff already.
But that's why I went, and I really, really thought I got good tags.
You got to be careful with that
I know
stuff off the internet and all that kind of stuff like that. That stuff that don't even be legit.
Like, you literally see, like, we literally, not her, but me and my kids literally living in the car. Like,
Ms. Johnson, I just need you to sign this. This is basically telling you that you have to go to Kelso Drive Courthouse within 5 days to request a court date. If you don't request a court date within 5 days, they can issue a warrant for your arrest. This is not meant to guilt.
Be here in 5 days. I swear to God.
Please.
I can't go through anymore. Like,
then just say, take me home, please.
I can't
take you. It's in the city. I can't go down there. There you go. This is not meant to guilt or just anything like that. Just basically saying,
I'm telling you, it's cool. I won't be here tomorrow. Tonight is my last night. What am I going to do? Like, I swear to
God. No, I still got to do my job until I explain to you.
I know, but I'm just saying.
So, like, I'm
not even talking about in Baltimore. Watch, tomorrow, y'all are going to see me on the news. Y'all are going to see me make my big favor. I swear to God.
The officer has no idea her bizarre comment will soon become a shocking reality. With a tow truck on its way, Nicole sits on the sidewalk and calls a friend for a ride.
You want to grab a couple of your things?
Yes, please.
Go ahead. I'm going to do an inventory search of your car once you finish taking out what you want to take out.
What's an inventory search?
So an inventory search is when I go through your car, for instance, say like you had $15,000 in the trunk of this car right now, and you're taking it, tow it, and it's gone.
Yo, I'm in the middle of nowhere, and they're taking my car. I gotta take all my stuff out because, you know, I don't have anything. So if I lose this, this is all I got. Y'all keep asking me to go home. Y'all keep telling me walk one more day. Y'all keep saying everything's gonna get better. Y'all keep saying this, it can't get no worse. It can't get. Like, y'all keep saying, find the light. Find the light. Find the light. Where's the light, yo? Like, where is the light? Like, where is the light, yo? Like, where? Like, where? You like inspirational conversations. Here we go, man. Here we go, because I can't take no more. Like, I really can't take no more.
When backup arrives at the scene, the officer taps his colleague on the arm and quietly shares that something is very wrong.
Come in for a second.
Yeah, hold up for a minute.
Eric, give me a favor. Walk.